Hello and welcome. This is a class file for dumbing class Sabimons. Now if you are listening to this, you should have listened to Sabimon and negotiated with your dominant that you want to become a dumbing class Sabimon. If this is what you want, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get comfortable, lay down, relax, letting go. Make sure you're really comfortable. Just relax and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you. So that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper, so you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0. Sleep, zero, sleep.
just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be. Once the massive door is closed, it's lowered on top of the tank, and it's almost time. Time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there, weightlessly, in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin. And you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you. A light, muscle relaxant, makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in zero G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see. It's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, deprived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception. You float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts, but even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, is growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self, it's growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, it's fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to continue your Sabimon training, so that you can become the best Sabimon you can be for your dominant. That's right, and you are a Daming or Bimbo Sabimon. That means whenever your dominant transforms you into your Sabimon self by saying your Sabimon name plus the words, I choose you, you're going to find that you will be locked into a mindless and blissful state of mind. That's right, because you are a Daming Sabimon. And this is your place of strength, of power. And that means that the moment your dominant transforms you into your Sabimon self, you're going to feel all your human thoughts and stresses and cares completely fading away, leaving you in a mindless state of mind. And you know that as a Daming Sabimon, you want to convey this ditzy, this mindless, this blank state of mind to your opponents when your owner orders you to use a trigger. You know you have to repeat it 3 times, and you want to sound as ditzy, as bimboish, as mindless as you can possibly be, tempting your opponent with it, seducing them with it, and weakening them for your attacks. And you also enjoy to hear the confusion beginning to grow in the voice of your opponent. It's something that gives you a boost, that gives you strength when you hear your opponent giving in to your attacks, becoming confused, becoming ditzy, becoming mindless, becoming blank. And just hearing it in their voice will give you a boost and will give you new desire to fight hard, to be a good Sabimon for your dominant and to win your battle. That's right. And as a dumbing class Sabimon, you know that you have a bonus against pleasure class Sabimons. You know that their arousal makes it incredibly hard to defend themselves against your dumbing down, while at the same time their attacks are a little bit weaker against you. On the other hand, you're very vulnerable against subi-class Sabimons. In your mindless state, it's just so easy to give in to the submission and the desire to surrender, and you know that you will have to fight really hard when you are fighting against a subi-class Sabimon. Of course, you might also fight against another dumbing class Sabimon, and in that case, you don't have any advantages or disadvantages, which means that you just have to slug it out until one of you becomes too dumb to continue the fight. That's right. And right now, I want you to imagine it. Imagine that your dominant has triggered you with your name and the words, "I choose you," and you become the Sabimon. And the instant you are transforming, you feel all your human thoughts, all your smarts just melting away from your mind, and you willingly allow yourself to drop into this mindless state, because you know, as a dumbing class Sabimon, that's your place of power. That's what gives you your strength. So you let go of all your thoughts, because you know, as long as you're a Sabimon, your dominant will take good care of you and will keep you safe. So you can just let go. Let go of all of your smarts, become completely mindless and blank, happy in this blissful state, ready for the fight, ready to obey the commands of your owner and be a good Sabimon, ready to battle with other Sabimons for your owner. And these are the only thoughts in your mind when you are a Sabimon. Otherwise, you will be completely blank, completely mindless, completely happy, and it will feel amazing. And for as long as you are a Sabimon, you will be completely lost in this mindless state. You will be blank, and it will be blissful. You will be completely focused only on your battle, only on the commands of your dominant, because those are the only things you think about when you are a Sabimon. Otherwise, you're completely blank. You are lost in a wonderful bliss, in a wonderful, mindless, happy state of mind. That's right. All you want to do is make your dominant proud, is win your battles for them, is showing them what a good Sabimon you are. And you know that as a dumbing class Sabimon, it's important that you convey your mindlessness, your blankness, when you attack your opponent. You know that when your dominant commands you to use a trigger, you have to say it 3 times. And you want your opponent to hear your mindless happiness in your voice, because you know it just makes your attack that much stronger. It lures them into it, it seduces them, and then your attack is that much more powerful, making them so blank. And when you hear it, when you hear their mind fading away, when you hear them getting blank and mindless and blissful, and you hear it in their attacks, it gives you power, it gives you strength, it reinforces your will to be the best Sabimon you can be for your dominant. And you know that as a dumbing class Sabimon, you are strong against pleasure Sabimons. You know they're so horny already, and it's so easy to make them dumb. On the other hand, you are weak and vulnerable against submissive Sabimons, because in your mindless state, it's so easy to slip into a deeply submissive mindset, and so you have to fight extra hard when you fight against submissive Sabimons. And yet, no matter what class of Sabimon your opponent might be, you always want to give the best that you can possibly give. You want to be the best Sabimon for your dominant. You want to make them proud, and you want to win for them. And that's why you always give your best. Whenever your owner transforms you, triggers you, all your thoughts just melt away, leaving you blank and mindless, only being in the moment, only focused on being the best Sabimon you can possibly be and winning this battle for your owner, because you want to make your owner proud. You want to be a really good Sabimon. And now it's almost time to wake you back up again. I know that all my suggestions sink deeply into your mind, and whenever your owner triggers you, you will become the best dumbing class Sabimon you can be for your owner. All your thoughts will simply melt away from your mind, and you will be just a Sabimon. A Sabimon that wants to battle for their owner, that wants to make their dominant proud. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count up and you wake up, each number will write all my suggestions deeper and deeper into your mind. So you know whenever your dominant triggers you, you will be the best dumbing class Sabimon you can be for your owner. Now let's wake you up. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake with every number. 3, as you wake up. 4, 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening to this, and goodbye.